Hey, everybody. Welcome to the My Wave podcast episode for this evening. We got a special guest with us. His name is Vinny Gallo, and can't wait to hear his wave story. But before we begin, I want to give a big thanks to Billy behind the scenes. At Thorpe Creative is his Instagram. You can check out some of the things he does. He's into all kinds of stuff, podcasts, as well as other things. You'll just have to check him out at Thorpe Creative. Big thanks to Billy. Secondly, if you are liking what you're hearing and you'd like to contribute and help us out financially, you can do that very simply. Go to buymeacoffee.com, and there at Buy Me a Coffee, you can actually buy me a virtual coffee. You ever heard of that, Vinny?
I've not heard about that.
Yeah, so check it out. Buymeacoffee.com/mywave, and you can buy me a coffee for $5. You can buy me multiple coffees. You can buy me 20 coffees, and you will pay for this episode and a little bit more. But the link for that will be in the description, so check that out. But lastly, I want to give a shout out to Sully's Archery Tag. They're our sponsor for this episode. Sully's Archery Tag is a mobile event here in southeastern North Carolina. It's played like dodgeball, but with arrows. A lot of fun. You can find more information about Sully's Archery Tag at sullysarcherytag.com. Vinny, what is up?
What's up?
You doing good?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, man. We're in this ginormous group chat of a bunch of, I guess everybody in there is a surfer. I don't know.
But there's a lot of people in there.
Yeah, but they ended up with a picture of you a couple days ago. Oh, no, it was Sunday night session, and you're on this, isn't that you on this soft top, like going over the falls?
Over the falls?
Well, it's like you're in the lip. You're like one with the wave.
Yep, that was me on the wave storm.
Yeah, on the wave storm.
I was shredding that shore break.
Yes, it was pounding.
Yes, it was.
But so that evening, I my son and I were coming over the dunes there at South End, and he was back at the car. I was like, I'll be right back. I'm just going to check. And I walk over and I hear all this noise, like yelling coming from the water. And I was like, what is going on? And there's tons of people in this little bitty wave. I was like, what is going on? Who are all these kooks? And then I saw Mark, and I saw you, and I saw your brother, and I saw all these people. And I was like, those are the kooks.
With all the wave storms out there.
Yeah, it was a foamy fest.
Yep.
And it looked like a lot of fun. And then I got to join in on that. But yeah, Vinny, I was trying to think back to the first time I met you.
It was at Wrightsville Beach Longbird Association at a meeting.
Yep.
When I was first working on my skills for longboarding.
Yep.
Got brought out to that. And I think that's where I met you.
Yeah, you had short hair.
That's right.
Yep. You were quiet. Mm-hmm. You didn't say much. And then I remember you got two boards for writing an essay or something like that.
It was a scholarship kind of thing on why I love surfing.
Okay.
It was an essay, some recommendations from teachers, and like a photo video slideshow.
Mm-hmm.
And I send it in, and I could win two free boards off Global Surf Industries website.
That's great.
Yep.
And you won.
I did win.
I remember when I think it was Laura announced that you won and that you got those boards. You still have them?
I do.
Yeah, do you ride them?
I do ride them. Some of my favorite boards.
Yeah, yeah, that is so cool.
I got lucky.
Yeah. Now, you surf competitively now, right?
I do.
Now, how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it for 2 or 3 years now.
Okay.
When I first got into it, I was kind of just like that beginner kid, not really known around. But now it's just... it's awesome.
Yeah.
My skill's gotten so much better. I'm starting to place higher.
Yeah.
I meet so much more people around the beach, and yeah.
That's cool. You had a competition this past weekend at a Carolina beach.
That's right.
How'd you do?
I didn't do too good on this contest. It was kind of a weird wave for a longboard.
Mm-hmm. It was actually pumping Sunday. How was it? You had a comp on Saturday and Sunday?
There was Saturday, but I didn't make it Saturday.
Okay.
So I did Sunday, which was a good day for swell.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't place too good, but before the contest started, my friend's mom walked up to me, and she handed me a bag of stuff. Uh-huh. And she's like, "You're on the recon surf team." And she's the owner of Recon Surf.
No way.
She's like, we've been watching you surf for a while now, and our families are good friends. And
yeah,
they decided time to put me on.
Sick. So you are team rider for Recon Surf here in Wilmington.
That's right.
They're on, I think it's Riceville Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, between College and Oleander Military.
Pretty so sure.
That section of Riceville Beach. Mm-hmm. Sick. Yeah, go check them out. Really cool little surf shop. Really fun folks to talk to. And yeah, support some local shop and check them out. Recon right. Surf. Congrats, man. That's cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Is that your first sponsor?
That is my first sponsor.
Yeah.
Early in the year, I was trying to get on the Indojax team, mm-hmm. but they're still doing a lot of juggling with how they're going to work things out.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, because you worked for Indojax for how long?
I started 2 summers ago just helping out, and I got kind of paid under the table. And then
nobody knows that.
Got that out.
Edit.
And then last year was my official year of working there.
There you go. Awesome. Did you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm. It was super fun.
Yeah.
Some great people to work with. Bunch of surfers, laid back dudes and girls. And yeah, it's just awesome sharing that surfing experience with those kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you said dudes and girls. Are they not dudettes? I mean, what do you call a girl surfer?
Grommet.
We'll have to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Dudes and dudettes. I don't know. I've always called them dudettes.
But, yeah.
Anyway. Well, that's cool. You're going to be working for Indojax this summer?
I am.
Are you?
It's an awesome job.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Has that started up yet?
It starts up this Monday.
Okay.
That's right.
Sweet. Sweet.
I'm pumped.
Yes. Yes. Good times helping people learn to surf. Did you take lessons when you started surfing?
I took a little bit of lessons when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
But it just really wasn't kind of my thing.
Okay.
And
surfing wasn't, or taking lessons?
Just kind of taking lessons.
Okay.
I mean, it was fun, but I just didn't stick with it. But most of what I've been doing is just free surfing, trying to learn myself, and like, I'll work with different people along the way mm-hmm. and get tips and pointers from them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So how would you describe you as a surfer? Are you mostly a longboarder? You like shortboard? What are you?
I'd say I'm mostly as a longboarder. Mm-hmm. I started off as a shortboarder because like that's all I saw.
Everybody
all the cool surfer guys doing those snaps and stuff. I'm like, man, they're so cool. But first time I got on a longboard and caught a wave on it, it was just so smooth. I'm like, man, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It just came so easy to me. And and then now I got 2 longboards and it's perfect for Riceville Beach kind of waves.
Right. Right on. Mm-hmm. I was talking with a guy the other day and he's not old, but he's older. And he said the one thing that amazed him as he's been down the beach, you know, in the last few years surfing is the number of young guys and girls that are just longboarding.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was like, it used to be this shortboard craze. Everybody was going, you know, smaller, thinner, you know, whatever. But now there's this, I don't know if it's pendulum swing or just more variety out there, but a lot of young people riding longboards.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, people may look at it as like an easier way of surfing, but I mean, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's such more of like a smoother, not fast paced, mm-hmm. calming way of surfing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I find, because I've always shortboarded until just a few years ago, got a longboard. And I find that longboarding, it's almost like you're planning your maneuvers way ahead of time.
Because
mm-hmm. you've really got to draw them out. Now, there's a lot of progression that's taken place with, I think, the shaping. And you know the types of boards being built. There's some pretty crazy stuff going on in the longboard with like going completely vertical and you know just pulling big maneuvers.
Yeah.
And so the progression is there. And I'm ignorant towards the longboard scene. Was that going on 10 years ago to the same degree it is now, or was it you know?
Yeah.
What do you see?
Man, there's just so much like. Going on, man, I don't know.
Study it out. Get back with me. Because you're in the mix, man. You know, like you're the board you have now. Are you looking for another one? Are you comfortable with it? Is like now that you're getting more into competitive surfing, is it changing the way you approach surfing? Period.
I've kind of noticed it. I mean, I've always been like an overthinker. So when I'm out surfing, I'm kind of just like worrying on what I'm going to do on the maneuver, like what I'm going to do on the wave next. Mm-hmm. But I think that's kind of accelerated as I've done more contests. And like I just kind of think of myself, I'm in a contest sometimes to mm-hmm. get better. And yeah.
Yeah, because on a contest wave, you want to milk that wave for every foot of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just what you're doing on the board, but the length of it and just all the way to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've observed as far as competitive surfers just versus surfers. Like I'll take a wave, and if it's a difficult paddle back, I'm kicking out. I'm not going to milk that wave.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to have to repaddle back out, yeah. get pounded, you know, take it on the head so many times. So, well, cool, man. I hope to come and catch some comps and watch you guys. Did you go up against Isaiah or Kai?
I did. I think two contests ago, I went against Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, I actually made it to the semifinals.
Sweet.
Second time doing that. So it's glad to see a lot of progress in that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I went against Isaiah, I'm pretty sure. And I did not make it, but I'm still pumped. I got to make it to semifinals.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, excuse me, where are we going for this wave that you want to talk about? You mentioned right before we started you might have two.
Well, the first one I was going to talk about was first wave I caught on a longboard.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of had already talked about that, so I think I might leave that out.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah, it was just my first wave on a longboard. It just first try made it so easy and so smooth for me.
How old were you when you did that?
I think I was 12 or 13.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. So when did you start surfing?
I started surfing 10 or 11.
10 or 11. And you're
16.
16 now. All right. So you've been at it about 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this next wave then? Where are you taking us?
I'd say it was my last trip to Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Got hit with some swell the day after I got there.
Yeah.
It was, I can't remember the forecast. It was big.
Yes.
Overhead for sure. But I went to the surf spot called Wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
It was pounding. Looked big. Not too many people out there.
Oh, there wasn't?
Not really.
Okay. Now, I came the next day.
That's right.
With a group. So I think that was a Monday.
Yes, I went out on a Monday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you sent us a video, and we were all watching the video and freaking out.
Yeah.
Like jumping around, screaming like little kids. We were pumped. Mm-hmm. And then the next picture that you sent like an hour later
was a broken board with me smiling on the beach.
Yes, you were smiling.
Yep.
And that board was broke right in half.
That's right.
Yeah. So is that that's the session you're going to talk about?
That's the session I want to talk about.
All right. So let's bring it. It was big. I don't remember exact. I know the day that we surfed, it was like 6 to 8 and 11 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And it was bigger the day before when you were surfing there.
That's right.
It was sick.
So, yeah.
Was that your first time at Wilderness?
It was not. I actually went around a month before with the Recon Surf family, actually.
Okay.
And that was my first time surfing Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as big, not a lot of swell there, but yeah.
Did you, and you surfed Wilderness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. What was it like then? Was it, how big was it?
It was smaller. I'd say 4 to 5 feet maybe.
Okay.
So it was a super easy wave. I was on a longboard. Yeah.
All right. But then you get there and it's pumping. What's going through your mind?
I need to catch a wave.
So, like, on the beach, I want to catch a wave? Or was there, like, some uh-oh, this is a little big?
I mean, I can't say there was.
Yeah?
Because I was thinking about it. I was like, man, I cannot miss this opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about not going out. So I was like, man, I need to get out there and give it my all and get a wave.
There you go.
That's right.
And so you paddled out, take a few on the head.
I did. But I got a little lucky, got in a channel, and I made it out there.
Good deal.
But yeah.
Now, part of the podcast is teaching people terms. So you said, I got in a channel. What do you mean by that? As if you're trying to explain to someone new, what's a channel?
A channel is a deeper part wherever you're surfing. I was surfing reef break, so it was a deeper part in the reef, and when the water is deeper, waves don't crash as much there. And there was a set that just came, and I got in there and got lucky enough to not have any waves.
There you go. Not have any waves crushing the head.
That's right.
Yeah, so you were able to make it out in between sets and nothing breaking. There's still waves breaking between sets.
For sure.
But just not the bigger waves.
Yeah.
So you're paddling out through the channel and you get out. Now, if I recall Wilderness, you have the keyhole that you put in. Were you straight out from the keyhole or were you up north a ways?
I was straight out from the keyhole.
Okay. Because there's that. It seems like there's that outer reef, and then it comes around, and then there's this little, like, sneaker left, as well as another additional, like, right.
Yeah.
So were you right there where that peak is?
Yes, I was.
All right. Would you go left or right on this wave?
I went right on this wave.
Okay. So going right, is that front side or back side for you?
It's back side. I am a goofy. Okay. I've been working on that for a long time, working hard on it to go right. And I've gotten so much better at it.
Yeah. So going right as a goofy foot, your rear end, your backside is facing the wave.
That's right.
Your chest and everything is out this way. You're looking down the line, kind of strangely. It's an awkward
kinda
feeling.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I'm turned, but shouldn't I be this? But yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going backside. And how big was this? Was this a set wave?
It was a set wave.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I can't say how big it was. Maybe around 10 feet.
Okay.
Some people might say that's not too big, but for me, that was huge to me.
Yeah. Have you surfed anything like that before?
I haven't.
I mean,
of course I've surfed like Wrightsville Beach swell and everything. And they get some big swell in the winter.
Right.
But not as big as that.
Yeah.
It's totally different out there.
Totally different. And then surfing over a reef adds an element to it as well.
Yeah.
You know, because it's clear water and it's rock down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Urchins down there.
Yeah.
It's not a smooth bottom.
Everything you don't want down there.
Yeah. Yeah. So you saw it coming. Mm-hmm. You said there wasn't that many people in the water?
There was not.
Okay. So you didn't have to, like, jockey for position or, you know, see if that guy down the line was going to take it.
Not really.
It just came to you.
It just came to me.
All right. So what happens?
So I saw it coming. I'm like, man, and I've been going at it for a while, like trying to catch the wave, and I just didn't make it because such a big wave and you just got to paddle more and all that. But this one, I started paddling. I got it. I felt that speed going. I puffed up and
now hold on. You got this. So do you find that in surfing there's this element of I've got to catch the wave, but then there's a moment where you're like, but the wave has caught me? Do you think that's a fair description? Because as you're paddling for a wave, what are you trying to do paddling for that wave?
You're trying to have that force of that wave pick you up on it.
Right. So you're trying to put yourself in the proper position on that wave. You don't want to be too far up the wave because it's going to roll under you.
Yeah.
You don't want to be too far below because it's going to crush on you.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to figure out that proper placement. And that means sometimes you're going to have to paddle really fast.
Yeah.
Other times you're going to be like, I'm not going to paddle at all. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait and see what one or two paddles you're in. But there's this, I don't know if symbiotic is the right, but you're paddling to catch something that's moving towards you.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to get it together. And so that's what you felt.
Yeah.
It's got me. I've got it.
Yep.
All right. Pop up to your feet.
I pop up to my feet, and totally different way from what I'm used to. I'm used to dropping in and doing a quick turn back onto the wave. Mm-hmm. This one, I had to go straight for much longer to get down into the wave because I didn't. It was just such a big wave, and I couldn't slow down or else I'll miss the wave.
Right.
But, yeah, I was just going straight down, going down the line, and I was just like, my brother saw me, and he said I had the biggest grin on my face going down it.
You were riding a longboard.
I was.
What size was that board?
It was kind of a fun board, around like eight feet.
Okay.
So a little less than a longboard, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you had kind of that medium large fin, and then you had two side bites? Or was it just single fin?
It might have been just single fin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're really digging into the rail so that way you can turn back into it.
Yeah.
And then, so your brother, was he paddling out or was he on the shoulder looking at you?
He was paddling out. Okay. He was. I think he passed over the shoulder, but
all right.
He was paddling his way out.
But he was watching you grinning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't believe it was happening.
Yeah. Yeah. So you say, what would you say the size of that wave was? 10 foot?
Around 10 feet. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So turn, bottom turn?
A little bit of a bottom turn, but I mean, I was just going straight.
Yeah.
That's all I could focus on. I wasn't focused on getting a turn in. I was just focusing on getting that wave.
Yeah. So you were just basically in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just peeling behind you. And what's in front of you?
Just
face.
Open wave.
Yeah.
The world, it was in front of me. It was just that wave was, man, yeah.
Yeah. Now, so you're trying to put to words an emotion, a feeling of riding a wave, one that you've just caught or it's caught you, depending on you know, which, I mean, I don't know if the wave ever has a discussion with the other wave. Dude, I caught this guy.
Yeah.
But we definitely have the conversation. I caught that wave. And you are locked in and just looking down the line.
Mm-hmm.
What goes on in a surfer's mind in that moment? What goes on in your mind?
For my mind, I'm kind of an overthinker. So there's a lot going through my mind. I'm like, should I try a maneuver? Should I try a turn? Should I just keep on going straight?
Mm-hmm.
Am I about to get crushed by what's going on behind me? But yeah, just a lot of stuff like that. And just like what I'm going to do, what my footwork is like.
Uh-huh.
Just all that stuff.
Did you cross step up?
I did not cross step.
You just stayed on it.
Before I went on my first trip to Puerto Rico, my friend's dad told me not to cross step when you're going fast.
Okay.
So I took that in the mind, and I did not do any cross-stepping.
When did he tell you to cross-step?
When you're kind of going slower on the wave, or when you like first catch the wave. But if you got a lot of speed going down the line, you don't want to cross-step on there.
Okay. So you've got to set yourself up for that on a bigger wave, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
How would you do that on a longboard?
You would want to get up closer to the height of the wave and just crossed up your way up there.
There you go. So you're going fast. I think wouldn't that require a bottom turn to set you up high?
That's right.
And then once you get back up high, you're not necessarily dropping back down, but you're kind of taking that top line and cross-stepping up and riding that crest almost. Mm-hmm. See, I'm not that proficient on a longboard, and I don't think my board is designed that way. Mine's more of just like a cruiser.
Yeah.
And so if I do get a new board, I definitely want to get a little more nose rider performance-y.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sick. So how did the wave end?
The wave ended by me going off the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like one of those pro surfers, like after you watch those videos of them at like Pipeline and they just go around that shoulder. But yeah, I turned off the wave. I was focused a little too much on going on the wave that I'd remember that I had to paddle out. So I had a little bit of a beat down paddling back out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was like, holy crap, I just caught that wave.
That's sick. That's it. And so that one's kind of burned in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Had you had, I mean, where else have you traveled to surf?
I haven't traveled many. Okay. I've been to the Outer Banks, but waves were not that good at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I surfed, and I've just been doing Wrightsville Beach.
Right.
That's
right.
All I've been surfing.
Do you get up to Topsail any or down to CB any?
I've done Carolina Beach. That's where I go for contests a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Okay. So.
And California. Forgot about that one.
When did you go there?
That's a big one. Last summer,
mm-hmm.
my oldest brother is there, stationed for the Navy.
Okay.
So we visit him and.
Where'd you surf there?
San Diego Ocean Beach.
Uh-huh.
It was last day we were there, it was a pretty big day too.
Was it?
I did not catch any though.
No?
It was a beatdown. But yeah.
Well, cool though. But you did surf some, just Ocean Beach, or did you travel up at the coast any?
I went to Huntington too.
Did you?
There wasn't too much of a wave left though by the time I got there. But uh-huh. Yeah.
Nice.
I surfed some.
Nice. California's a beautiful state, isn't it?
It is.
It's just amazing, the topography, mm-hmm. and it's just gorgeous.
It's awesome.
Yeah, breaks everywhere. Yeah, definitely need to go back out.
Yeah.
Yeah, sick. Any future trips lined up?
I'm going to California again this July.
Okay.
I don't think there's anywhere new. I want to make it up to Outer Banks on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have anything lined up right now. I'm going to be working a lot this summer at the surf camp.
Yeah. Saving up some coin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and get another trip down to Puerto Rico. Don't tell anybody.
I want to go this fall.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely this fall, over the winter.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go back in the spring. So maybe a few trips to choose from.
For sure.
Yeah. We definitely need to make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the heaviest wipeout so far?
Heaviest wipeout, man.
Because that board that you're talking about, in Wilderness, didn't last very long.
It did not last long.
What happened?
So my situation was, I was not used to this kind of break. So I was thinking, if I stay outside, and outside is the further out,
uh-huh.
and catch a big set coming in, or stay a little more inside, which is closer in, and catch some of the smaller ones coming. But the risk of staying inside is that you have those big sets, and when they come, they'll beat you up. And so I decided to stay inside, and I saw this huge set coming, and I was paddling, man. I was paddling so hard.
To try and get over it?
Mm-hmm. But the last wave got me. And since I was on a longboard, I couldn't duck dive or anything.
Yeah.
And just threw me over. And just threw me off from there. I was tumbling in the water. Luckily, I did not hit the reef at all.
That's good. That's good.
But came up and saw my board split in two.
Man. And that was a rental.
That's right. That was a super nice lady, though.
Yeah.
I think her name was Kathy. But she's like, it's a materialistic thing, not something to get super mad over.
Okay.
What's funny is her husband, though.
Uh-oh.
My mom also had a longboard. She didn't surf much, but she got out there a little bit. But her husband was like, take that other board back.
Oh, no. Because
I broke mine. But we ended up keeping them for the rest of the trip.
Yeah, that's good. But now, what's your heaviest wipeout? That wasn't it, but thought I'd bring that up.
That might have been my heaviest wipeout.
Okay. Yeah.
The
cool thing is you survived.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't hit the reef at all. But paddling, I got lucky on paddling in, because mm-hmm. I already positioned myself to try and get back to the keyhole. And so I hopped on my broken board, and I had to, like, put it at a certain way so the nose wasn't digging into the water when I was trying to paddle. So I had to, like, flip it up.
Oh, no.
And then I was just catching little ones in, little white water. And then luckily I made it right into the keyhole with my snap board.
Nice. Nice. excuse me. What boards would you like to get in the future? Do you have a dream board?
I plan to get a new short board. Mm-hmm. I want one. I'd say around 5'10", around there.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot, maybe a little taller.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just want a good 5'10 board. Mm-hmm. A newer one.
Local shaper around here or any particular model?
I've noticed that Chili boards, mm-hmm. those look pretty nice.
Oh, yeah?
But, yeah. And I think I'm pretty set on longboards right now.
Okay.
Right now I'm figuring out on fin placement and what kind of fins affect surfing.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to explore that.
What have you discovered so far? Because when you look at a longboard's fin box, that fin goes in and you have a lot of slide up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Plus you have the side bites. But what have you discovered so far as you've been trying to tweak that?
So I've heard that further back you place the fin, it's better for nose riding.
Okay.
It has more drag. And it's hard for me to notice this stuff. That's what I'm trying to work on.
Mm-hmm.
But the further back you put it, the better for nose riding.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And then if you slide it forward, what does that do to it?
I'm still figuring that out.
Yeah.
That's one thing I got to learn.
We're going to have a follow-up interview once you dial it all in.
My fin.
Yeah, so that way, like, you're looking at the wave. You're like, okay, now I got to slide this one back. Yeah. Got to move this one forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, because I'm not a pro longboarder,
yeah,
that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we'll have to get a pro longboarder in here.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, sick. Any advice that you would give to someone just starting out in surfing?
Don't listen to the people that'll call you a kook out there.
Yeah.
They'll always be there for beginners. Just keep going at it.
Yeah.
If there's a swell and it's an easy day to get out, doesn't matter if it's half a foot or super good day, get out on those crappy days.
Yeah.
It helps so much. I just did that today.
Yeah.
It was like crumbly half a foot little shore break, and I was just getting out there on my longboard.
Yeah.
Working on my skills.
And part of that is, as a competitive surfer, you have to surf what the conditions are.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wait.
Yeah.
For now, WSL, they've got a window.
Yeah.
But you have a weekend comp.
Yeah, you can't just say, I don't like these conditions. Let's do some different ones. You just got to go with it.
Yeah, yeah. And so you really do have to push yourself to learn all conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, no, good advice. Get out there. Don't listen to the people calling you kook, but learn from the people calling you kook.
That's right.
There's definitely an aspect where, as a new surfer, there's certain things that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be great if someone told you before you got chewed out in the lineup.
Yeah.
What would be one or two of those things that you would tell someone new, hey, you need to know this before you get out there because you're going to tick some people off?
So biggest thing is wave priority.
Okay.
So if you're closer on the inside of the wave and there is someone in front of you on the wave, they cannot drop in on you and take that wave from you because you are closer in and you have priority.
So the person furthest out, closest to the break, to the peak?
Closest to the peak breaking.
Okay. Has priority.
That's right.
So if you're on the inside, mm-hmm. further away, and you're paddling for it, what advice would you give them?
To look both sides of the wave, make sure there's not a dude on the inside of the wave going for that wave. If there is, just stay back, mm-hmm. let him catch it, and you'll catch another one.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, definitely don't drop in. Now, I've noticed this, so it's very helpful if you're the dude that has priority to give a little shout.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening, you've surfed a while, it's very helpful to say to the guy on the inside, hey, you, no.
Yeah.
Don't.
For sure.
Because that guy that's obviously struggling, trying to figure things out, he doesn't need to drop in on you and both of you get hurt or board gets chipped, dinged, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then a fight ensues, an argument ensues. For us that are out there and we recognize that, it's helpful to hey, buddy, just want to let you know, looks like you're new, you're learning, struggling a little bit. Don't drop in on people.
Yeah.
You know, and so it does kind of fall on us that have been surfing a while to help those who are newer.
And some other important things are, I mean, I don't do this a lot, but if I see beginners out there, if I have priority, you could be nice and just tell the other guy he can go. Mm-hmm. Super nice thing to do. And always have patience out there.
Yeah.
Because as you'll get better throughout the years, there's always going to be beginners out there. And you can't just get mad at them all the time.
Right.
I mean, I know I have before, but I keep it in my mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, just be like, just be chill about it.
Sweet.
Don't want to be a butt and start cussing people out and yelling at people out there.
Right. Well, you wouldn't cuss people out.
No.
Yeah. No, not you. Well, sweet. Sweet. Well, Vinny, I appreciate your time, man, coming out and sharing us those waves. It was fun to be in Puerto Rico with you for those few days, catching some waves, working at that camp.
Yep.
And good times. We'll definitely head back down there soon.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Vinny, have you listened to any of these podcasts?
I've been trying to find the time to. I've listened to Gray Allen's podcast. Mm-hmm. Super cool one. I plan to just take the time and look through the podcast though and listen to them though.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Because you know how we end this, right?
I don't.
You don't? All right. So the Bible, did you know it talks about surfing?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Now a lot of people will be like, well, yeah, Jesus walked on water. No. That, yeah, it was stormy walked conditions.
On the but nose.
Yeah, yeah. That's not it. In the book of Acts, chapter 27, Paul is on a ship. He's heading to Rome. And they get into a bad storm. And the ship gets wrecked on a reef. And it says in verse 43, those that could swim, he said, start swimming. And the ship starts breaking up. And it says that everybody made it safely to shore, on some on pieces of the ship. And then it says, some on boards. And so it's plausible, I think, that they all made it in safely. That's what the text says. But then some of those guys rode those boards. And I think, depends on how you look at it. One version says 276. Some of the footnotes say it may have been 76 people on the. So between 76 and 276 people on that big old ship making it in on boards, you know, a couple of those jokers were like, hey, that actually was kind of fun. You want to do that again?
Yeah.
You know it. You know it's real.
There was.
Anyway, that's my story. I'm sticking with it, man.
All right.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gents, thanks for listening this far. Appreciate it, Vinny. Y'all, we'll see you next time. Peace.
All right.